In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, the 2nd of June. Great to have you here as always, gang. It is the 2nd of June, 2014, I should add, because to judge by the new rules on greenhouse gas emissions the EPA proposed today, you wouldn't really know. The White House wants to cut carbon dioxide emissions 30% by the year 2030. Not, as you might think, 30% from where we are today, though. Oh, no, it's 30% from where we were in 2005. Back when the economy was zipping right along and pollution was a lot higher. In point of fact, emissions have already dropped 15% since then, so we're basically halfway home. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more now on what it looks like the rest of the way.
First, the last 9 years haven't exactly been an easy ride. Lucas Davis is an energy economist at Berkeley.
The biggest thing since 2005 has been the slow economic times since 2009, so that's not something to get excited about.
The recession meant lower demand for energy, especially from industries that use electricity to run factories. Doug Vine at the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions offers another contender for what's been driving emissions down.
The largest force is the natural gas boom that we've seen in this country.
Burning natural gas emits about half as much carbon dioxide as coal for the same amount of energy. However, up through 2005, gas prices were going up sharply, which ended up leading to further reductions. Here's Sue Tierney from the analysis group.
Those increases in natural gas prices were leading to increases in electricity prices, and that was making a lot of people very concerned.
And so a lot of states started promoting wind and solar power and energy efficiency. Dan Bacall from Cirrus points to one more factor pushing states forward: the 2009 federal stimulus
put a big slug of money into energy efficiency and renewable energy.
But the stimulus is over. The recession, too. Natural gas prices have started going back up, and coal's making a small comeback. Without a policy like the EPA's new regulations, analysts say we would expect to see greenhouse gas emissions start going up again. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.